Founded four centuries ago, Boston has simply never settled. Conversations here determine the future, so let's discover what's next. Join us as we seek out the real Boston, past and present, through stories and perspectives that capture a city always in motion. I'm Martha Sheridan, CEO of Meet Boston, and this is Boston Found.
A brand new show about the city you thought you knew.
But we're also bringing in a number of different people who know this city very well. Your Boston, my Boston, and their Boston are very different.
New year, new show.
It's a nice Saturday.
I had a ton of fun, and you will too.
Meet Boston with Billy and Jenny, only on Nesson.
Welcome to Boston Found, the podcast of Meet Boston. I'm your host, Martha Sheridan, and today we are thrilled to welcome friends and partners, Jenny Johnson and Billy Costa, who really need no introduction. We've had the privilege of working with them over the past several years on some really exciting and fun projects to elevate our city's profile, elevate our culinary scene, and really just have a lot of fun together. So,
hi.
You guys need no introduction, but what I'm going to do is let you say a little bit about yourselves, your journey, how you got to where you are right now, and then we'll have a chat.
Love
how does
it.
That sound?
Perfect.
Billy, let's start with you.
Well, I've lived in Greater Boston or Cambridge, Boston my whole life. I was born and raised in East Cambridge. I was kind of drafted into the radio business while I was still at Emerson College, and that was by Kiss 108, and that was a long time ago. Started afternoons there with Dale Dorman, the legend. And while I was doing afternoons, I was working a TV show in the morning called Evening Magazine. And they kept trying to get me to partner with Matt Siegel, but we would shoot Evening Magazine in the mornings all over New England. And I said, well, I can't because I do TV. But the minute I changed my TV schedule, Maddie and I partnered up and we were together for, I don't know, 35 or 36 years.
Wow, what a partnership. And Maddie is better known as
Maddie in the morning or
exactly.
Matt Siegel.
Yes.
And he's resting comfortably now in Florida, golfing every day at 9 a.m. And so I took control, so to speak, of the morning show. I guess it's 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Still actually,
going strong.
It's exactly 2 years ago. And Jenny and I have been working together. Oh my God, is it 20 years?
It will be 20 years.
Wow.
Crazy.
We started together at NECN. We had TV Diner. Mm-hmm. Literally traveled the world with that show.
Mm-hmm.
And then was it 10 years ago?
11.
11
Remember,
years
ago. Remember, we screwed
ago.
That up. It's
and
been
who's
11.
Counting,
yeah,
right?
Who you yeah. lose count.
We moved over to Nesson, basically partnering with the Bruins and the Red Sox organizations. And so we've got Dining Playbook, and now we have Meet Boston.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
We do. We
Jenny,
do.
How about you, my friend? Tell us a little bit
about how you got to where you are right now. I will say I am also a very, very proud New Englander. And I think because it's been 20 years, it's so nice to look back on so many of the stories we've told about this amazing region and more specifically this amazing city. But I grew up in Worcester, Massachusetts, where I lived for the first decade of my life. And then we moved to the North Shore. So I went to high school in Marblehead. So got to really experience different parts of the city, of the state. And I went to college at UNH. So really have been in New England forever. Traveled a bunch my junior and senior year of college. So lived abroad those years and then came back and had no idea what I wanted to do. I was a women's studies major, to which I used to say to my mother, what would one do now? Like, what did you think the career was going? And she was like, I just knew you'd figure it out. I knew you'd figure it out. And I was like, all right. And I interviewed with Billy directly out of school. And it's funny because we're writing the intro to a new project we're doing right now. And I'm kind of going back in my head 20 years ago as like a very naive 21-year-old. And I interviewed with him and we had kind of immediate chemistry, I think. And it felt like I'd known him forever. I mean, I kind of had known him forever because I grew up listening to him. You know, he told me stories of everything that was going to happen on a day-to-day basis. He started my day every single day, you know, started, you know, my whole family. So it did feel like I knew him, but it felt like we had known each other for a really long time. I had no idea that this was going to be my entire career, you know, like I had zero idea. And so I started as his associate producer, quickly became his executive producer. We decided that the banter that we had together really worked and that we should try it with us together on camera. And like Billy said, we started at NECN, moved to NESN. Instead of becoming employees of NESN, we basically started a production company, which has afforded us really, it's just been a very exciting ride because we own this business. We're able to sort of tell the story in the way that we want to tell it. And we have wonderful partners in NESN to be able to do that, obviously from a distribution standpoint and from a partnership standpoint. But we also serve on a lot of boards within our city and have served as an auctioneer and MC for a variety of nonprofits. And I think that, just like I know you do so much of this, Martha, that's what has made me love this city so much, is the dedication, the commitment, the fundraising that takes place in this city is one of the major things that makes it, I think, one of the greatest in the world. And then in that chapter, in this 20-year chapter, I also became a wife and I became a mom. And those are two things that have really, you know, added to the fullness of my life. But that's me.
So how did the concept of Dining Playbook come about? How did it morph from your previous show? And, you know, for those that haven't seen it, which I can't believe anyone listening would not have seen it.
Yeah.
Tell the audience, what is Dining Playbook and how do you guys decide who you're going to cover? What do you like to cover?
You tell them about what the show was. But first, I'll say it was a very interesting transition. And I think it speaks to why Billy and I have such loyalty to the city, but also why people are pretty loyal to us, which I think is something that I try to never take for granted. At the time, NBC and Comcast were merging. They were doing a lot of very different things with the station at that time. And they had sort of made it clear that original programming, of which was ours, was not going to have the same kind of place that it did. And so we had to make a decision. Do we want to sort of lessen our load of what we were doing and sort of continue on, or do we want to do something on our own? And so we took a big leap, and within 4 days, we had meetings with every single general manager of every single station in Boston. Could name them all, but we won't.
All good interviews.
All amazing interviews. Yeah. And we had offers from 3 out of the 5, and we ultimately decided, because media was changing so much at the time, where's the last place that you're always going to make sure you're always going to watch your live sports. You're always going to watch your Red Sox and your Bruins. And Tom Werner, the chairman of the Red Sox and one of the owners of NESN, was a good friend of ours. And we had a lot of, you know, communication with him and ultimately decided NESN would be our home. But for folks who aren't familiar, tell them about Dining Playbook.
Well, Dining Playbook, I mean, when we switched from TV Diner, our original goal remains the same. Yeah. I mean, we don't like to critique restaurants. We don't like to close people's doors or tell them what they're doing wrong. We're much more into celebrating the chefs, celebrating their work, celebrating their staffs, and of course, their food. So I think we're basically a showcase for Boston and greater Boston chefs and the hard work that they put in. I always recognize it as the hardest working business on the planet.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I started witnessing just how hard they do work and how much, I mean, a lot of them give up their life savings, you know, they risk their lives to open the doors to their own restaurant or to maintain a restaurant that was started by their families. It's just, they're all such great stories. And we just have a tremendous appreciation for it.
And hotels too. I think that the category became not just dining, but it became hospitality. Mm-hmm. What is it that you want to do when you're in, we cover all of New England, but when you're in the major cities or when you're in the major states, what does a perfect experience look like? Mm-hmm. And that's always been something that we take very seriously. And you're right. I've learned more from the hospitality industry than I could have ever dreamed.
It is absolutely the best learning.
Yes.
The best classroom you can imagine.
And this is the right, best the place industry. For it.
Yeah. The city is.
We do it better every single year.
Yeah. I think the city gets better every
single year.
Of course,
I'm
paid to say that. But I will say, we have been working, and you all know this, working really hard to elevate the reputation of Boston's culinary scene. Yeah. You know, we know we have an incredible culinary scene. It's diverse. It's so much beyond, you know, lobster rolls and clam chowder. So we're really, really pushing that narrative. You know, the ethnic cuisines, the neighborhoods, you know, restaurants that people might not think about. What do you think about our culinary scene, and how have you seen it evolve since you started the show? I mean, you've been there.
Well, I think it's come so far, they can no longer say, yeah, Boston's good, but it's not New York. It's not, you know, Napa Valley. It's not we are as good as anybody on the planet.
Oh, it is.
And I think everybody, yourselves included, have worked really hard for a very long time to make that happen, because there are always hits on the Boston culinary scene. They don't have any reason to throw shots at Boston
anymore.
Culinary.
I think the best way to describe it is over the course of the 20 years we've been together. And I think you can speak to the 15 years prior that you were covering food television. I think it's worth noting, well before there was a Food Network, well before there were any of these shows, Billy Costa was covering food here, you know, and that he was really one of the first. And so, and prior to me starting, that network didn't exist either. So this is the sort of craze of culinary really took place as we've grown together.
Yeah.
And so when I started, Boston had a couple handfuls of loves. Mm-hmm. You know, they had these chefs, a lot of whom are still here.
Lockover.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Lydia is still, I mean, yes. Lydia's in a new project we have coming up. And she, you know, just to think about the history that she's had. But these names, like I actually was speaking with Gordon Hammersley the other day, Hammersley's Bistro. Right, yes. You know, there's so many names.
Jasper White, who we just lost.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's Patrick Lyons has been here for so long. I mean, there's these names that, you know, there's Barbara Lynch. Joanne Chang. I mean, these are people who have been part of the fabric of this community for 20 years. So I'd say there was two handfuls of them. And then those two handfuls of people trained a lot of really talented chefs. Mm-hmm. And then those chefs sort of spun off, which, like, you get that this is the trajectory of things that happen. But watching like the sous chef that I met randomly in, you know, Jody Adams' kitchen, who's, you know, now Tiffany Faison, you know, like just watching how those things took place was so powerful. And I would say now we have every flavor. And we have chefs who are not pigeonholed into one particular cuisine. They are excited to try and to experience and to bring flavors from around the world to our city.
Well, yeah, I think about Douglas Williams.
Yes.
Meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So first of all, his locations are unique. You know, he's on the South Boston Roxbury line, South End Roxbury line for his original Mita. Yeah. He's in Newton for Mita. Yeah. He's over
Boston.
East Boston with a beautiful Mita overlooking the city.
How about the East Boston now, side of the harbor?
It's like exploding. But now he's got DW, a French restaurant
right
in Fenway.
Like,
that's a perfect example of how this food scene has really evolved. And they're not big. You know, we love our legal seafood. Don't get me wrong. Matt King's a great friend.
Yeah.
But these chef-owned restaurants are not big, huge spaces. They're just really unique, cozy spaces with extraordinary service that, as you said, can hold their own against places like Charleston, South Carolina, New York City, San Francisco. So
yeah, they can't have that argument with me anymore. Yeah.
And they're here. They're all here.
Yes.
They're all in their kitchens. They are all there every single day. The way that they're making up the workforce of our city. You know, they make up sort of the vibrancy of this city. I mean, I think of Karen Okonowitz, who was with Joanne Chang for so long, and Matt Myers and Chang, like in a very specific cuisine type. And now she just rules
Italian, everywhere.
I mean, you see her on TV, you see her. And you know what?
Yes.
The other thing about these chefs, they are so proud to be Bostonians.
Yes, they are.
Beyond amazing chefs, beyond international TV stars, at their core, whether or not they were born here or not, they are such proud Bostonians.
And if you really pay attention to a lot of these cooking / food shows, the national network shows, you'll see a lot of our Boston chefs, and that's for good reason.
Definitely.
They're in Boston, and Boston is a legitimate culinary scene now. Jason Santos.
Yes.
Is a good example.
Another great one.
Yeah. I have to say they have great Boston personalities.
They do.
And I think obviously producers at these network shows are noticing that and thinking, wow, this is a larger than life personality.
And by the way, the national guys are coming here now instead of our top chefs
going
elsewhere.
Oh, for sure.
You know, Gordon Ramsay is in Boston and Guy Fieri is in Boston. Yeah.
Danny Myers.
Yes, Danny Myers. That's true.
They want to be here.
10 years ago, they wouldn't have thought of coming to Boston
and opening
a restaurant.
Totally agree. Yeah, we're lucky. I know you're not supposed to say this, but before we get to with my favorite topic, which is Meet Boston with Billy and Jenny, any favorites stick out for you?
Boy.
Oh, gosh, there's so many.
I know,
it's hard.
I
mean, when I say to people, ask us this all the time, where do we go? What's your favorite? And my question is always a follow up. Are you going with your family? Are you going with your kids? Are you going with girlfriends? A place that I love so much is Sarma in in Somerville. I think that it combines flavors like no one else. And under Anna Sortoon's reign has really just created so much interesting flavor combinations in this city. I also love, I mean, we're fans of everyone from, you know, Davio's to,
Davio Seaport this time of the year. I mean, 100
Woods Hill,
outdoor
Woods
seats.
Hill Pier 4. Oh my God.
Where are you
going to
find that view?
You kidding me?
I mean, down there.
So that whole evolving area. And what's also really interesting, we spoke about people coming from different places, Nantucket. You see Nantucket restaurants just wanting to be over here too,
Nautilus
and watching that. Yeah, Nautilus, right?
Yes.
Lola.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of places like that. We're big Grill 23 supporters. We love getting a phenomenal steak from down there. But I mean, the list goes on, and I always hate saying that because I'm going to miss somebody. But the smaller ones like Michael Serpa with, you know, Select Oyster, or, you know,
Little Whale.
Yeah, you're God, she's so good.
I don't think there's anyone as good as me.
She's just coming up here. She does such a great job. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the ceviche to die for.
So good. It's
yeah.
So good.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Billy, anything pop out for you? You're going to just agree
with... Well, she said Woods Hill Pier 4. Yeah. I love it because the view is spectacular. It's on the water. Yeah. The view is second to
none.
He loves
everything
and,
on the water.
You know, a lot of what she serves there comes right from her own farm.
And she's always there.
Always there.
I mean, she lives upstairs.
Well, that makes it convenient. But she has three restaurants.
Exactly. Just hit ground level. Kristen, she's there. She's behind that. You know, podium, checking people in and walking around. And I just think that's what makes Boston so unique.
So unique. How about amazing.
The Seaport District in general.
Oh, I know. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's become
what it was versus what it is. Yes. I mean, Roger Berkowitz, you know, did have a big hand in that at the time, you know, certainly
Jimmy's
with Legal
Harborside.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking of that you just, you love Prezza. That's a spot that you've always loved.
People ask me if you go to the North End.
Yeah, I can't forget about the North End.
I know there are a lot of superstars in the North End. I love Frankie DiPasquale's new Umbria. He did a fabulous job there. Brico's always been great.
Yeah.
There's something about Prezza. I've gone there for
always
years. And Anthony
Nebo.
Catalano.
How about Nebo?
Nebo.
Yeah, the sisters.
The Wild sisters. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of sisters.
Our favorite humans. I mean, we have them on the show all the time, and we always say, please excuse whatever happens because we are not responsible for what is said. They're the best.
And they
the story of their lives and their parents' lives is extraordinary.
Their mother is something, really.
It could be a movie.
I know.
It could be a movie book, something like that.
Or documentary.
Yeah.
True.
You know? They'd have to bleep out a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah. They'd make it work.
We partnered about a year ago.
Yes.
Well, we started conversations about a year ago.
Thank you for that.
Well, we're thrilled with it. A new show with, I think, a very unique and interesting concept called Meet Boston with Billy and Jenny. And what makes it unique is that you feature influencers and some of Boston's favorite influencers. Mm-hmm. We all have our favorites, right?
Yeah.
I mentioned some to Billy earlier today. But what I love about the concept is not only on the show, do you showcase the location, but then the influencers multiply that reach by so much by posting their own story. So let's talk a little bit about it and, you know, where have you been? Where are you going? And
it has been a magical new project. I mean, I think especially because we've been working on a similar genre for 20 years, for us to be able to sort of open it up to all aspects of Boston has really reminded us so much about what we love about the city. There is not a single episode of Meet Boston with Billy and Jenny where Billy does not say, see, I learned something about the city I've lived in my whole life every single time. And it is so true. There's so much to learn and so much to love. And I think the thing that, Martha, we really discovered in our early conversations is your Boston is different than my Boston, is different than her Boston, is different than his Boston. And what was a way that we could tell the story of every single perspective of this city? And we did it.
Yes.
We really did it.
You are doing it.
And it's been such a blast. And people have responded so positively because, you know, we have the 30, 40 something year old mom who's like out there trying to figure out what the best things are to do with the city. We have the 20 something year old girlfriends who are out there having a different Boston experience. We've had a blast.
And you notice each and every week the influencers get better each and every week and their shoots and their thoughts and their concepts. And I think it was, God, it must have been 10 or so years ago, Jenny, you and I were talking about, hey, wouldn't it be cool to do a show that's all shot on cell phones. Yeah. Like not that highly polished show, but just quick cuts and everybody on cell phone. And I think it's come to life by way of Meet Boston.
Yeah, sure. And I think you're really getting into some nooks and crannies. And it's not only is it good, obviously our role is to promote tourism to this area, to Greater Boston, but that show is great for visitors, but residents. Yeah. I mean, I live in Boston.
Yeah.
Your candle making stuff so in the South End. I'm a South End resident. I'm like,
they gotta go.
I didn't know about this, you know? We won't talk about Brick Street Bagels right now.
Oh, we need to. After what we witnessed, you have to tell the story. It was so intense. I had no idea.
I scored my bagels.
Amazing.
I'm so excited. I scored my bagels.
You were holding your cell phone for 20 minutes watching the clock count down.
And you got them.
I got them.
So this is a total phenomenon of these bagels. And you better tell us. You better text us after you eat them. And
tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely,
you better. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about that.
So back to Meet Boston. You know, like I think one of our first episodes that Jenny and I shot was at the South Boston show.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were out at the fort.
Good memory.
And I'm like, see?
I've never been here. Billy had never been there. Isn't that ridiculous?
Had you not been to
I used to go to South Boston a lot,
but he literally didn't. You remember?
He never left the parking lot
because you had been to the hot dogs at Sullivan's.
I grew up. My mother's sister, my aunt Dottie, lived on East 8th Street in South Boston, and we would spend weekends there a lot and walk down the beach.
But you never got up there.
And I never, we're walking around the fort, and then we saw that beach that went on forever, and I'm like, beautiful.
Where am I?
I never knew this was here.
I know. And I think part of what we love about it is experiencing new things, but what we love even more is about telling the story that are making these things thrive, right? Like the operators behind the, and it's not just restaurants, right? It's the stores, it's the museums, it's the hotels,
it's the services,
exactly, you know,
and health clubs and spin
classes, the spas and the fitness, you know,
it's like, I watch.
I love that you watch.
You.
We really appreciate it. And I think I will say the influencers love it too, because this is the part that we didn't really know was, is the stuff that you watch on your phone going to work translated onto television? And the truth is, it does.
It really does.
And you know,
it's just enough time at each destination.
Yeah.
You just get a little taste of it. And you literally could curate your entire week just by watching an episode.
Your entire year.
Figuring out where am I going to go.
And when they do their pieces, you really get a sense as to how much thought they put into
it. Yeah.
Because they only had so much time to create their piece. And it's engineered perfectly.
Yeah. And what's the sense you're getting from the business owners that we're visiting? Are they?
They're thrilled.
I'm sure. First of all, this is not a pay to play.
No.
By the way,
these businesses are selected
and curated by your team along with the influencers.
Yep.
So and our team, it's beneficial to them. They're excited to welcome the influencers in.
It's hugely beneficial to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that they are so excited to be chosen. And the nice part about this is we're never going to run out of places to feature.
No.
I mean, because people, and even the places that we do feature.
Sign another contract?
Yeah, please. I mean, we're having so much fun.
Do you have the paperwork?
Please. I know we just signed a contract now. No, but I think the message that we've received is it's been really positive. I mean, we've watched our, you know, if you speak from the social media standpoint, we've watched our impressions grow month over month over month. We've watched just the conversation that we're having with people. We were at Fenway the other day at a big game and everyone's, I love Meet Boston. You know, like it's getting the word out in a way that I think we had hoped, but you don't always know because it's only been five months.
It's been
a short amount of time and it usually takes a lot of time for people to catch on and it hasn't.
Well,
so
what I also love is following some of the influencers and I mentioned a couple of them to Billy on the way in, AJ.
Yeah, he's a stay-at-home dad. He's amazing.
But I think in watching them, they feel proud in watching their feeds.
Mm-hmm.
They're proud to be part of the show.
Yes.
Like, you know, in advance of an episode airing, you'll see them post about how thrilled they are because they're usually behind the camera on Instagram or, you know, TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're not usually on the big screen.
Yes.
And I think they love that aspect.
And I think that they feel like they're connected to a really good thing.
Yeah.
And they're helping
really
to create
great brands.
That really good thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
Over the years, I got to tell you, that's the best gratification that Jenny and I get is when we're in a restaurant or talking to an owner or chef or chef owner, they'll always say, you know, I don't know if anybody tells you guys enough, but what you folks have done for our business and the political, and that gives me chills every time
that's,
they say
that's
that.
That's exactly
because that's
we
what
feel.
We set yeah. out to do the yeah. best to feeling. Service them and
the
to
best
showcase
feeling.
Them.
Exactly. Yes. We have our hearts in the right place. That's yes. for sure. Yes. Yeah. So, definitely. All right, I'm going to move on
yeah.
quickly to yeah. talk a little bit about something that might be hatching right now as we speak.
Apparently, it already hatched.
Oh, go ahead. I've already talked about it.
I already blew it. Well, I have to say this has been a very pleasurable project for me. We decided, Martha, you and I decided at one point over the course of our many conversations, how wonderful it would be to have one place where we could share all of the beautiful recipes and success that we have here from a culinary scene in Boston. And Billy and I were simultaneously looking for something to celebrate the 20 years that we've been celebrating this industry. And so we decided to come up with a cookbook that showcases 60 chefs, 60 recipes, all their photos and the photos of the food. But we tell the story from our perspective because we're in a very, very unique position to know them all personally. Mm-hmm. I don't know them because of a review I've read in the mm-hmm. Boston Globe. Mm-hmm. You don't know them because of something you saw on international television. You know them because you have met their children. You have met their spouses. You have been at nonprofits with them. You have
dined in their restaurants.
We've been in their kitchens.
Dined in their homes.
Dined in their homes. And so I think what's really been beautiful for me is it's been able to kind of, it's made me look back and think about the legacy of what the culinary scene is here in Boston, and to have the chance to be able to share that with everybody is going to be cool. So this cookbook's going to come out this fall. It has, a pretty cool thing that I guess we're going to tell because you already told, but the foreword of this amazing
drum
cookbook,
roll, please. You going to let Billy announce it?
Go ahead. He already did.
I have to be honest with you. Not my idea. Jenny texted me one day because she knows I've known Mark Wahlberg, box office draw, maybe the number one in the country. She said, hey, do you think Mark Wahlberg would want to do the foreword to the book? And I said, boy, what a great idea. And when I tell you, I texted Mark and he responded within 60 seconds.
Minute. Amazing. It's like,
give me absolutely.
Chills.
He said, yeah. Just get to me whatever you need to get to me. Yeah. And then he gave me his person, Sarah, at the agency. And he said, Sarah will take care of everything. Send a script. I'll, add stuff to the script. Just give me some guidelines.
Grateful. Grateful.
And he texted me again today.
He's like, where's the script? Where's the script?
And he said,
Rob's editing it. Yeah. I think this book is going to be very cool for everyone to have on their coffee table, for everyone to have in their kitchen. I think sometimes what happens is you buy a cookbook and you really love one or two recipes. Mm-hmm. The thing with this is you're going to love them all.
Because they're all different.
They're all different.
The same.
Yeah. They're all different.
I have to say, and this was part of our conversation, Jenny, in my business, running a destination marketing organization, we have a lot of amenities that we provide to customers that are coming in, whether it's a bottle of hot sauce, which we love, a lobster claw, something. But this is really unique for us and something that is really exciting for us because I know it's something people will take home and they will put it on their coffee table and they will look at it and say, I got to get back to Boston.
It's so
because the food was
so good.
Good.
And you get to also hear like all these chefs that we've been mentioning, all these restaurants we've been mentioning over this past half hour, you'll get to know them better. And it's not like you're reading a resume, you're reading kind of like
their story,
in our connection,
interaction with
anecdotal stories, times that we met, things that we've shared. It's
great. Can't wait for the launch.
Fun.
Can't wait for the launch party for that one.
I can't either. Got to plan that one, girl. You and I got to set a separate meeting for that one.
That'll be easy.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
Well, it's been great chatting with you both.
Well,
I love our partnership.
Oh, we love you so much. We love what you do. I mean, I will say, we have watched the commitment that you and your office have made to this city. And I think that's why this partnership between us works so well, is it's exactly how we feel. And watching you turn that passion into actual action within our city, I know everybody is so excited for all you're doing.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Until the next project.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
You're the best.
Where can people find you, by the way?
Well, any handles, my, yeah, any definitely. I'm Ms. Jenny Johnson. You're the Billy Costa.
No, it's not we the. Got, it's the.
All right, whatever. The Billy Costa. Costa. We got Let's Meet Boston for our Instagram handle, and then for the everything with the show, and then we have Dining Playbook too. We'd love to see you there.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us. You're the best. Boston Found today. It was a pleasure having you. Looking to find more Boston stories? Go to meetboston.com. And don't forget to share and subscribe to the Boston Found podcast.
This podcast was produced by Mudhouse Media.